From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The refugee crisis affecting Europe gains momentum. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker, preparing to unveil details Wednesday, has called for an expanded country-by-country two-year migrant quota plan throughout much of Europe to accept thousands of new asylum seekers. The plan could involve as many as 160,000 people, with Germany, France, and Spain taking most. Donald Tusk, European Council President, suggested Tuesday in Jerusalem many more migrants and refugees will flee the region.
We are fully aware that this huge crisis, this is not an incident. This is something like the beginning of exodus, and this is why we have to do everything we can, and of course, together.
Such a quota system has been controversial among European Union members in the past. Meanwhile, the United States says it's considering ways to help ease the migration crisis. Josh Earnest, a White House spokesman.
To see exactly what the administration and the country can do to help our allies and partners in Europe deal with this significant and growing humanitarian situation.
The U.S. has taken in about 1,500 Syrians since the conflict began in 2011, 1,300 of them this year. The U.N. says it expects as many as 850,000 asylum seekers to reach Europe this year and next. In Burundi late Monday, gunmen shot dead an opposition official, Patrice Gahungu, a spokesman for the Zigamabanga Party. His killing just the latest in a series of shootings in the African country where political tensions are high following July's controversial re-election of President Pierre Nkurunziza. In August, unidentified gunmen killed Mr. Nkurunziza's security aide. A small opposition party's leader was killed in May. This is VOA News.